you know, this is the worst time, but also the best time, I think, in history, and certainly in our careers at our age. You know, I think this is the moment where hopefully 10 years from now, we'll look back and be like, wow, that 2020 year, like, you know, that was the year that I completely redefined everything that I was working on, everything that I was doing. And that was when I invented blah, 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 and launched it in 2021. You know, I think this is that time.
Adam Trent, you are an entertainer, a true entertainer who, as long as I've known you, has always been innovating and pushing the envelope and creating the next thing. And I think that's amazing. And we're in a time, obviously, right now where innovation is key. Innovation is essential for so many people, whether they're in entertainment or not in entertainment. And I wanted to open up the conversation to you. We were chatting a little bit before this about some of the things that you kind of just like, not even the specific things that you've been working on per se, but just the mindset of innovation that's kind of carried throughout everything that you've done now and in the past and where you're going in the future. So I want to leave a little space for you to explore that here for us today.
Sure. So yeah, it is an interesting thing that we're living through right now. I kind of use it as the great reset button across multiple industries, especially entertainment. You know, I know for myself, there was all kinds of things that I've kind of been feeling like I wanted to do and pursue, whether it's producing, you know, more TV shows or producing live shows or whatever it is, you know, just kind of exploring this whole other side of entertainment. But I hadn't really had the opportunity to do that because there was always a big opportunity cost, right? It's like you're gonna turn down a show and then you get home from doing shows and you're tired and you're thinking about the next thing and, you know, you're kind of just running on this treadmill. And this has been like a really nice chance where all that's gone away, and this has given me a chance to focus on things that I really want to do for the long term, you know, things that I want to put into play that, you know, will have residual income. You know, it's one thing to look at the current year that we're in. I think a lot of people are looking at this right now as like, oh my God, like my income has gone completely down. And yes, I think that's true for a lot of people in entertainment for the year 2020, it's not ideal. You know, so I think what helped me was in the very beginning of this thing, it was like, you know, you spend a week looking at it like, okay, well, my whole year of live shows just went away. You know, whatever TV project you're working on or whatever most likely went away. And so, you know, spend a week feeling really, really bad for yourself. And then after that, like, what's next? Like, you know, I think that when the world does come back online, whether that's in 3 or 6 or 12 or 18 months, whatever it's going to be, at some point the world is going to come back online. And at that point, you know, I think that there will be a new beginning of what do new TV shows look like? What does, you know, a new show that has to fit into a casino look like? What does a new production show look like? You know, there's gonna be all kinds of amazing stuff coming out of this. It's just a matter of who that's going to come from. And so I think that, you know, like for the people who are going to be making huge waves in 2022 or whatever it is down the road, it's the people that are working like crazy right now. And they're, you know, thinking of what that new show looks like and putting that together. Because, you know, I do think that like the budgets and the formats and everything that we know, especially in live entertainment, is changing after this. You know, some of it will be the same. But, you know, I know for myself, I've been feeling like this model that so many of us have been doing has been a dying model. You know, I feel like we've kind of been like these TV networks where each year we're just kind of like the writings on the walls of like, hey, something fresh needs to happen. Something new needs to happen. And, you know, all of that stuff that was trending and already starting to happen, this whole pandemic and this whole reset button on the world is just going to push that, you know, 10 years sooner. You know, it's bringing the future like to now, you know, as far as the way business is done, the way people consume entertainment, the way that they watch things, the way things are produced. I think everything's changing after this. And so, you know, this is the worst time, but also the best time, I think, in history. And certainly in our careers at our age, you know, I think this is the moment where hopefully 10 years from now, we'll look back and be like, wow, that 2020 year, like, you know, that was the year that I completely redefined everything that I was working on, everything that I was doing. And that was when I invented blah, 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 and launched it in 2021. You know, I think this is that time.
Yeah, it reminds me, one of my favorite Adam Trent stories is
oh boy.
There's been a few podcasts where you've talked kind of in depth about it, of wanting, having this TV show idea about you traveling around the country, and instead of you waiting for somebody to help you, give you a budget to travel around the country, you kind of like crafted the illusion of driving around the country and making the idea happen so that you could show what it might look like if you had the funding and the resources to do so. And that resonates with me so often, because it's like whenever I'm thinking about a project, I'm like, oh, if only I had a deal from somebody, the resources or the funding or whatever, and I would be able to do this. I think of that story of you doing it. Well, like, no, you didn't have, you eventually did have the resources to do so, but because you took the first step and made it happen on your own with just what you had, like a couple buddies going out, filming it however you needed to, just to show the idea. And it resonates so much with what you were saying a moment ago of, now's the time when everyone has the ability to like go film something yourself in your living room, or maybe one of your roommates, you can ask them to help you film something, and that's going to be what leverages what we're doing in, as you said, in 2022. Something's going to spark and someone's going to be like, oh yeah, that was born in my living room, because I was forced to stay in my living room and chose to innovate instead of kind of complain that everything is not working.
Yeah, you know, I think that like when I talk to friends of mine who are in the industry who kind of, you know, are wondering what to do with this time, and also just in general, like I think that the tricky thing with doing something, whether it's entertainment as a whole or really any career that doesn't have a set path, right? If you're going to go be an accountant or whatever, there's a set path of how you get promoted and you kind of climb the ladder through this, you know, thing that we can kind of see the path to the CEO mark, or to the, you know, whatever the top mark is you want. We can kind of see what that path is. With our thing, there's no real path to it, right? There's some guys that kind of do this loop-de-loop and eventually they end up on top. There's some people that do a loop-de-loop and just kind of keep doing loop-de-loops until they die. There's some guys that leapfrog everyone and go right to the top right away. And there's no real set path. I think that that is, that can either be a really scary thing or a really like inspiring thing. And I know like for myself, like thankfully I've never been cursed with the whole like what do I do now, because I don't know what the answer is. The answer is always just go do it, right? And I think that like to share a Chris story as well, since we're since we're sharing stories here, I think my favorite story of you, which, you know, I guess one of my favorite things about you is that you actually live what you preach, right? And so like here I'll share a story with everyone about you of when I was doing a show in Los Angeles. We were doing a show and you came and we were filming some stuff outside the Pantages before the show, because it was a really big moment in my life that I was playing this theater that I'd always wanted to play. And you came and we filmed some stuff and we were kind of hanging out and we shot this thing. We're like, all right, well, that's all done. What now? We're hanging out. And then the show happened that night and it was great. And I was like, hey, like, we have an extra bunk on the tour bus if you want to hop on and just come to the next city. And you're like, well, where's the next city? And I'm like, oh, it's like, you know, 3 hours south or whatever. And you're like, yeah, okay, I might grab a backpack of clothes, but let's just do it. And you're like, how am I gonna get back? And I'm like, I don't know, you know. And you literally got on this tour bus with a backpack with a camera and a couple of clothes in it, and I don't know if you slept on the bench of the bus or if you slept in the bunk, whatever it was, but you came like on tour with about a 30-minute notice for like a couple more days. And you know, I think like you are a perfect example of, you know, like you used to do college shows, right? You used to tour around and do college shows, and now you know like have a podcast, you're making music videos, you know shoot amazing photography, you do all these things. This wasn't something you went to college for, at least I don't think. I mean, I guess that we haven't talked about it, but I assume you just kind of learned these things because out of the necessity to do it, right? You wanted to do these things, you wanted to produce content, you know, and so you just started doing it. I think that like that is the key to all this stuff, right? And I think that is indicative of this time that we're in, is like no one knows what the answer is right now, right? We don't know when it's coming back on, but when it does come back on, what it's going to look like. All we know is that right now you got to just run in every direction and like, you know, hit every single door possible and do that over and over. And then by the time things do come back online, like every minute we'll get more information about what that door is that's going to be unlocked, that you're going to go through. But I think the worst thing to do is just to sit on your hands and feel sorry for yourself. You know, once again, look, I did it myself. Like when this thing first came on, I was like, oh my God, I just lost all this stuff that I had on the burner that I've been working on for years now. And, you know, I booked a tour a year and a half in advance, and that's all canceled. I had this TV thing I was working on for the last year that's on hold now. And, you know, everything that I've been working on, my income's going to go way down this year, you know. And it's like you spend a minute feeling really bad for yourself, and then you kind of just take a step to, all right, you know, like, let's do this. And for me personally, like, I think you have to find what motivates you to turn that water. You know, you find out whatever it is that motivates you to do that. For me personally, it's always been like fear and pressure. And that may not be like the healthiest thing for me as a person, but like I operate very well under pressure, you know? And so like I can usually like fictionalize pressure on myself where, you know, like I'll wake up in the middle of the night all the time and I'm like, oh boy, I got to get this thing going tomorrow, because if I don't get it going tomorrow, then by next month, that one thing won't be happening. If I don't do that, then that's not going to happen. And that, you know, and so I kind of create these, I create this, you know, fourth quarter game winning shot moment for myself every day. But I think that like, for me, that works. And I think that works for a lot of people, you know, like the hungry lion hunts the best, right? And so like, how do you create that hunger? And I think that this pandemic and this situation that everyone's in, at least for me, and I would imagine for everyone else, has certainly really like just redriven home that pressure and that, you know, I'll use the term fear, you know, but like it is that thing of like, hey, you know, figure it out. You better figure it out now, you know, because in a year or so, some people are gonna be floating, some people are gonna be sinking. And, you know, which one do you want to be? So that's kind of the approach that I've taken to all this, you know.
Yeah, I love it. And it's like paired also with like a lot of people are struggling with, you know, mental things and they are bummed out. And it's like, and I think, you know, that approach of like, yeah, like go do it is like, but you're not being overly hard on yourself or telling people that they suck because they're like upset about, you know, all their things or anything. And I think that's important to clarify too, that like, yeah, as you said, take a minute to like be bummed or like, you know, or whatever it means for you to like get through it, and then like make that decision. Are you gonna be kind of bummed and for the rest of your life if the way that your life used to be never comes back, and you know, or push in and kind of recreate the future and innovate and make things happen in the future. And I love to go back on to,
I mean, like, Wait, what?
Oh, go ahead. You will like good job.
No, to add on to that, you know, yes, like all of us, you know, have things that are huge bummers that happen, right? And this is absolutely a bummer for, I think, a lot of us. And there's no escaping like the bummer that what this is. Like, I'm not saying that this is better off having happened or that it's great to feel these things, but I think for me, it's like when things like this do happen, it's like, all right, like you make a choice. Like, listen, I'm going to give myself 3 days where I do nothing. Like, I'm going to spend 3 days and I'm going to feel really bad for myself. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to call everyone and tell everyone how much of a bummer this thing was. I'm going to sit on the couch. I'm going to watch just a bunch of YouTube and just, I'm going to be a complete waste for maybe it's 3 days, maybe it's 7 days, maybe it's like 2-3 weeks, like whatever it is. But like, I'm going to give myself like a time to just be that, you know, piece of crap and get it out. And then on that day on the calendar, it's like, all right, I've got 1 day left to really feel bad for myself. So I'm just going to be a complete sloth today, but come tomorrow, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to hit this thing hard. Yeah. And I think that's a similar thing with like, you know, if you look at how people lose weight and how people do all kinds of things, right? Like there's a way to self-motivate on these things. And I think a lot of these are applicable across multiple objectives. What were you going to say?
I love it. And I was going to tie in all of the loose ends with the with your tour bus story. There's been so many things of, because I had like the book Just Go and the Between Dreams world is all just that. It's like, yeah, you're going to see opportunities are raining down around all of us every day, no matter what's happening. There's always these opportunities raining down. And it's really easy to see like the excuses of why not to do them. And I've oftentimes forced myself. They're not often the easiest things to just go and do it. But I've kind of forced myself to say, oh, I'm going to seek those opportunities more than I seek the excuses. And as you seek the opportunities, a magical thing happens. It appears that more of them present themselves. And that was so fun. And I was always thankful that you gave me that opportunity too. You're like, yeah, just hop on. I think there's an extra bunk. You're like, I don't know. There might not be, but figure it out. And that was so fun of like, you were like, I was like, well, how, like the tour bus was going somewhere else. And then you were like, I don't know. We'll just like get a, Uber or something. I'm like, it's a really far away. You're just like, I don't know. We'll worry about that tomorrow. Like right now we need to go do this thing that's going to be fun and it's going to be really cool. And that was like, that's what it's all about. Like, figure it out. Yeah, you can like not be irresponsible, but like a lot of times you have to say like, yeah, I know that this is what I need to do today and I'm going to figure out the next step tomorrow.
Totally. And I think that it is that first step that's most important. You know, like when I first graduated college, and I was 21 years old, I wanted to be a magician. I wanted to perform and do all this stuff. And I had no clue where to begin. There's no like rule book of like, oh, well, if you want to be a magician, then go here and then you'll get your thing and then that'll happen. It's like, no, you just kind of on your own, you know, you have no clue where to begin. And so, you know, like at the time, my college buddy and I just went out and started street performing in Santa Monica. And that was like, it was like, that was the only step that we knew where we could perform that day. Right. We couldn't get booked on a cruise ship. We couldn't get booked on a college show. We couldn't get a theater to hire us. We couldn't get a call answered by an agency in town. But what we could do is we could go out to the Santa Monica Pier and we could stand on a folding chair and yell to strangers and street perform. And just doing that alone, like, as you said, like, little opportunities came from that. We started getting like little birthday party shows, and those birthday party shows turned into corporate events, and the corporate events turned into like, you know, bigger corporate events. And from that we met an agent, and then we did, you know, and like all these things just start happening. But it does all trace back to that first moment of just going out and standing on a folding chair and performing for strangers, you know. And so, like, you know, I think that is exactly what it is. The just go mentality is the, you know, just take a step. Like, look, we know that you don't want to be a street performer the rest of your life, right? I don't ever want to go back and street perform again. But at the time, with having no other solutions of what to do, it was the necessity that kind of bred that, you know, motivation to go do this new thing that I had no clue else what to do. And doing that, everything else came from that, you know? It really is the mentality of like, you know, it's almost like, you know, when I was, this is kind of a odd story. Well, it might help, but like when I was younger, I had an acting coach who was amazing. And basically, you know, we were talking about, you know, like achieving goals, and he's like, look, you need to treat this as if you're in a forest and you have a broken leg, and the only way that you're gonna survive is if you find a way to get out of that forest, right? So I don't care if that's propping yourself up on sticks. I don't care if that's dragging yourself. I don't care if that's finding a way to start a fire so that people see the smoke. I don't care if it's, you know, digging out a whistle and doing a thing. If it's yelling, he's like, whatever it is, like, you need to get out of this forest, like your life depends on it, you know? And if you use that mentality towards other things of like, you know, once again, like, you know, in my case, like, I didn't know what to do, but like, I was essentially in a forest with a broken leg, and either I get out of the forest, you die. And when you have that necessity, you really do find a way. You just do it. It's human instinct that you know, you have to create out of necessity. And that's kind of what we're living through right now.
Love it. And I love that idea of, even if that next step doesn't feel like where you ultimately want to go, it's on the path to where we want to go. And there's no, you know, if you're here and you want to go here, like, there's a bunch of crap in between where and you got to walk through it. So I love that.
Right.
It's paired with exactly when I was thinking of you last week. And when I reached out to you to kind of connect the dots between some of these ideas, I think you did it perfectly. So really appreciate you sharing all of your thoughts of what you're doing, and really excited to see. I know you've I know Adam Trent well enough, I know you've got some exciting things on your side that we probably won't get to hear about yet, but people will be on the lookout, and we'll be certainly seeing and hearing about them soon.
Thanks, man. Much
anything you specifically want to send people to check out, your Instagram or anything?
Adam Trent Magic on Instagram or Facebook or whatnot, or, you know, just all that stuff. Yeah, it's all. We'll put it in the description or something, won't we? I don't know what we'll do. Yeah, sweet. Adam Trent Magic on Instagram.
Sweet. Cool, man. Thanks so much for sharing.
Love what you're doing, man. And you are a living example of exactly what you preach, which is noble in a time like this of hypocrisy. So
awesome.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.